The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Ayin. I want to go further today and discuss the other two issues that we said we were going to discuss about nursing homes, which one of which is Lifnei Iver, the second of which is the Isser of benefiting from Yisurei Anah. So when it comes to Lifnei Iver, if a person has a nursing home that's well off the beaten track, somewhere out in the Hicks, Tennessee, or Georgia, or Ichveis, Utah, then L'chayra, he does not have to be concerned about Lifnei Iver. He could be Saimach on Roiv. He could say, it's Roiv tells me the majority of people in these places are non-Jews, and therefore I could rely on the fact that probably there's not a single Jewish person in my nursing home. Now, you run into the question, which I discussed a different time in a different shir, about whether when you have a conflict between statistics and roiv, whether you have to take the view that statistics might be right, and therefore you have to be choshish that even though you can determine that every person who walks through the doors of your nursing home is a goy, if you have a nursing home that has 100 patients, it's likely that one of them will be a Jew. That is a possibility. So you really have to make a statistical analysis of this, but la'alacha, there are enough sfeikas to deal with that we don't, l'chayr in this case, we don't have to be concerned about that possibility that statistics would override roif. So even if statistically it's likely, there's a greater than 50% chance that at any given time there's a Jewish patient in the nursing home, that likely will not override roiv. However, in a case where a person has a nursing home in an area which has a large concentration of irreligious Jews, it's very hard to say that you could paskin based on roiv that there's no yidden in the nursing home. Also, if you have a nursing home in that kind of place, it's likely that the owners or the managers will know that they have Jewish people in the nursing home. So then a person runs into a very serious problem of Lifnei Iver. Now, this problem of Lifnei Iver has two aspects to it. The Gemara tells us that you cannot pass an Eiver Menachai to a Ben Noyach or a Kais Yayin to a Nazir. This means that even if the Kais Yayin does not belong to me, I'm not allowed to pass it to the Nazir. Even if it belongs to the Nazir wants to drink the Kais of Yayin, I'm not allowed to take the Kais and pass it to the Nazir if it's betray every Denara. If the Nazir is on one side of the river and I can pass it over the river, but he himself can't get it from my side of the river, because he can't get across the river, then the halacha is, I'm over Isser Deraisa of Lifnei Iver by passing the Kais Yayin to the Nazir. If it's on one side of the river, there's no Isser Deraisa of Lifnei Iver, but there is Isser Derabanan of Mesayei De Over Avera. I'm helping out somebody who wants to do an Avera. Now, this Isser is for somebody who helps the Nazir obtain the Davar HaAsir. There's another issue of Lifnei Iver. If I own the Kais Yayin and I make it available to the Nazir, even without actually passing it to him, that's in fact that I'm making the Kais Yayin available to the Nazir by allowing him and opening up the door and allowing him to come in and eat it. That is also an Isser of Lifnei Iver. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not a Paisik on Lifnei Iver. I don't know exact parameters, but from what I understand, these two issues exist. Now, obviously, this is very hard to get around because you'll have irreligious Jews who will insist on eating treifa food. You can't say, okay, I'll order you a Meal Mart meal. They want to eat the treifa food. They're not interested. They're already in their so-called golden years, whatever. They're in a nursing home already. You know, they're on their way out. And they want to enjoy that last piece of pork, chas v'shalom, before they actually die. They don't believe in the Torah, unfortunately. They don't believe in anything. And they just want to enjoy that pork, chas v'shalom. So the nursing home owner has a very serious problem. He's running into the Reis de Kisser. Now, if the patient is somebody who is mobile, who can technically pick himself up, walk out of the nursing home, go down the street to McDonald's and buy himself tray for food to eat, then, like we said, there's no Isser de Reisa for the nursing home owner to offer him the tray for food. Because the patient can get it on his own. He's chad abrinari, he's on one side of the river. There actually is no river here. There's no river in sight. The guy can walk out of the nursing home and get himself his tray for food. The only issue in this case would be Misayeya de Avera. At the end of the day, you're making it easier for the guy to get his tray for food. Now, in this case, it's not such a big deal because this machlokes apoiskim if the Isser Misayeya, which is Isser Drabanan, applies to a mummer who's doing it bemezid. So it's very possible that if the person is doing it bemezid, and he knows that it's Aser and he's doing it anyways, there won't be an Isser Misayeya de Avera. And you could be saying on that, lahakol, b'shasat chak. It's a big shasat chak. You know, it's very hard. If we aser nursing homes, a lot of other things are also going to be aser. There's a lot of businesses that'll get closed down and unavailable to Jews. And my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Miller Shlita holds that it's kedai to go ahead and come up with kulis in order to enable Jews to engage in commerce. And so if the patients are mobile, so your problem is not as severe. Even though you could say that the patient is not a mummer because he's a tinek shenishba, but nevertheless there are poskim that hold that our fraiden are not tinek shenishbu. So you do have what to be soimach on if you're offering him treif of food, and especially if you're also offering kosher food, which we said yesterday's shir. There are some poskim that holds no isilif neiver b'chal. So if you're also offering kosher food and he insists on taking the treif of food, it's certainly possible that you could be soimach on this if the patient is mobile. If the patient is not mobile and he has to be fed, or even if he doesn't have to be fed, but he cannot exit the nursing home, he's not that mobile, he can't get out of the nursing home, and he can't go and go down the street and get himself a tray for food from McDonald's, so then the problem is a lot more serious. It's a problem of lifnei iver. So there's two problems. One problem is that the owner owns the food, and mamela, He's allowing the irreligious Jew to eat the food. Another problem is that the workers are working for him. And he's telling the workers to go ahead and feed this person. Sometimes they even have to feed him, physically. And he's telling them to feed him tray for food. So if that's what he's doing, then he's being over two things. First of all, he's allowing them to eat his food. Second of all, he's actually being moished. He's passing it into the person's mouth, which is the other thing of lifnei iver, which is that you're actually doing it physically, you're bringing it to the person. So I suggested to my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Miller the following idea. Since, like we spoke about in yesterday's shir, there's a problem of, you have a problem of Shabbos anyways. And you have a problem of tarfus anyways. Of tzcheir with nevelos and treifus. How did we solve these two problems? When it came to tarfus, we said, we opened up LLC, or like other people do, they sell the division of food service to a goy, in which case it turns out that the food which is being served in the nursing home does not belong to the Yiddish owner. If so, one can argue that the same way that the food doesn't belong to the Yiddish owner with regard to the issue of doing schair with nevelos and treifus, so too the Yid is not being oivel lifnei iver. Even though he arranged for this food to be served, but it's called lifnei de lifnei. The halacha is that even though I'm not allowed to pass over the Eivim and Achai to the Ben Noach or the Kais Yayin LeYisrael, but if I give it to a Goy, and then the Goy goes out and gives it to the Nazir or the Ben Noach, the halacha is that you're not over lifnei iver, because it's lifnei de lifnei. You don't say lifnei iver. A two-step lifnei iver is not Osir. So therefore, now, with a Yid, this would be Osir. If you had a Yiddish guy, and you told him, here, pass this Kais Yayin LeNazir, so you yourself are Evel Lifnei Iver, because since the Yid is Muzer on Lifnei Iver, the Yid himself has a prohibition that he cannot do Lifnei Iver, so you're being Evel Lifnei Iver on the Yid's Lifnei Iver. But if you give it to a Goy to give to the Nazir, so the Goy does not have a Azhara of Lifnei Iver. A Goy, it was never mitzuv in the Torah that he cannot do Lifnei Iver. So therefore the Goy is not being Iver in Isser of Lifnei Iver. So you yourself are indirectly causing the Yid to have access to Kais Yayin, and the Nazir to have access to Kais Yayin, and therefore that's not included in Lifnei Iver. So if you have a food service company, or even if you have a separate LLC, or even possibly, if you sell the food service division of your company to a goy, it turns out that the food is not yours, and you're not oivel lifnei iver mitzad the fact that you're the owner of the food. That's as far as the ownership issue is concerned. How about the issue of the fact that you're physically bringing the food to the patients by having your workers serve it to them? So this is not clear. It's not clear to me whether this is aser b'chlal, because the workers are goyim, and they're not considered your shliach to do this work of hayshata, of bringing the treifas to the yid. So you could say, but there are a lot of poskim that say, that by a poel you say that there's no issue of shlichus. A poel is considered that you did it. If your worker does something, it's considered as though you did it. Okay. But if we use our arrangement that we spoke about yesterday, which is that we have a contract arrangement with the manager, which says that the manager is the one who hires and fires employees, and the manager is the one who gives the work to the employee and tells them what to do. So if you have a goyish manager, which we need anyways to take care of the problem of Shabbos, if we don't want to be soymich on the Divrei Chaim, which we said yesterday, is first of all, it's harama. Second of all, there are places that don't hold the whole heter. So therefore, if you're anyways structuring your company in a way where the manager is the one who has the hiring and firing power, it's very possible that you took care of the second problem of Lifnei Iver. So if you do the right thing when it comes to Shabbos, and you do the right thing when it comes to the Isser of Schayrib and Avelos of Trefus, L'chayra, you got around the problem of Lifnei Iver also, because first of all, it's not your food. Second of all, it's not your workers. So you have no Sheiches to Lifnei Iver. It's Lifnei to Lifnei. You're right, you set up a situation, you arrange a situation where tray for food is being served to a yid, but you're not being over Lifnei Iver, you're not being over Masayyadei over Avera. So L'chayra, you walk out scot-free. Now, obviously, if you have a Friday yid, there's an Indian of Kirv R'chaykim. You should try to convince him to be from, and you should try to convince him and try to encourage him to eat kosher food, and you should certainly make it available to him. You should certainly have that as an option in your nursing home. If you have Friday yid in your nursing home, you should certainly have it as an option that there should be kosher food available upon request. But if the Friday does not want to eat kosher food, and obviously the way to do Kirv R'chaykim is not to go ahead and stuff the kosher food into his mouth, whether he likes it or not, and that's going to be counterproductive. So therefore, in such a situation, the owner is not over Lifnei Iver. I was matzia this to my Rebbe Rav Shlomo Miller Shlit, and he agreed with this. He said, this is a way to get out of Lifnei Iver by having the other arrangements which we have for Shabbos and for Kashrus. This will be a way to get out of the problem of Lifnei Iver. Now I want to speak about the fourth issue, which sort of overlaps with the third issue, which we said, the fourth issue is the issue of deriving benefit from Isurei Anoah. So when it comes to benefiting from Isurei Anoah, it's very different, fundamentally different from doing Schayra with Nevelos and Treifus. We spoke yesterday, we said that when it comes to Schayra, the problem is you cannot engage in commerce with Nevelos and Treifus. However, when it comes to Isurei Anoah, you cannot derive any benefit. So if a person has a business that can only operate if he uses Isurei Anoah, the person has a very severe problem of deriving benefit from Isurei Anoah, even though the Isurei Anoah all belong to the other LLC. You created an LLC. Or even if you hired an outside food service contractor to go ahead and feed your patients, but if the patients need to be fed Isurei Anoah, the halacha will be that you run into a very serious problem of benefiting from Isurei Anoah. Because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that just like you cannot sell Isurei Anoah, you can't even work and carry Isurei Anoah and get paid for that work. If a person goes ahead and hires himself out to transport Isurei Anoah, the person is being over on the Isra of benefiting from Isurei Anoah. Why? Because without the Isurei Anoah, he would not be able to get paid for his job. Since his job is transporting Isurei Anoah, he would not be able to derive this benefit if the Isurei Anoah was not here. So therefore, even if the Isurei Anoah all belongs to a guy, it belongs to the outside food service company, nevertheless, since I can't operate my nursing home unless the patients are being fed Isurei Anoah, the halacha will be that the owner is considered to be benefiting from Isurei Anoah. Now on Pesach, I just want to point out also that this problem is a very, very big problem also for trucking companies. If a trucking company hires itself out to transport Isurei Anoah, Basar B'cholov, they're not allowed to take that job because they're going to be benefiting from Isurei Anoah. Also, if you have a therapist that gets paid to feed somebody Isurei Anoah, the halacha will be that they're not allowed to do that work. There's many, many cases of this, of benefiting from Isurei Anoah. The rule is that you cannot do any work which requires Isurei Anoah and which you would not be able to perform if the Isurei Anoah was not here. So now with nursing homes, we have the following thing. We could say like this. First of all, if you're serving Nevelos and Treifus to the guests of the nursing home, So I spoke about in a different shir that there's a din of Enes or Chalasa. The Rambam holds that just like there's a din Enes or Chalasa. And if you have a piece of meat that's an avela, and you cook it in milk, if a person chas shalom eats that piece of meat, he's not chayiv malchus for the isser of eating basar b'cholav. He's only chayiv malchus for isser of nevela. Why? Because ain isser chal isser. The isser of basar b'cholav cannot go ahead and be superimposed upon the isser of nevela. So therefore, there's no isser anah either. Other rishonim hold that there is an isser anah. It's true the isra achila cannot be superimposed because there's already another isra achila, but when it comes to isra anah, there's no other isra anah. So isra anah could be chal. But the Rambam holds that the isra anah is dependent on the isra achila. And if you won't have the isra achila, you won't have the isra anah either. I mean, you could argue in the Rambam, first of all, because of what we just said, that the isra anah is not pre-existing, but there's another reason that you could say that it's isra maisif, that since the second isra basar b'chalav has an additional component of isra anah, so therefore, it's chal, even the isra achila is chal on the isra of nevela. But the Rambam says a gevaldige chiddush, he calls it a nekuda nefla, and he says that it's a wondrous nekuda, it's a wondrous point. And the Rambam writes that just like the isra achila is not chal, the isra anah depends on the isra achila, and the isra anah is also not chal. So if you have nevelas and treifas, first of all, you have the Rambam to rely on. Second of all, 90% of the isra anah, of the basar b'chol being served in nursing homes is not basar b'chol mederaisa according to many yeshitas. According to the Ran and other Rishonim, if you don't cook meat in a liquid of milk, the halacha will be that it's not considered isra anah. If a person goes ahead and takes cheese and puts it on a burger and heats it in an oven, that's not considered basar b'chol mederaisa according to the Ran. Because you need to have derech bishel. You need to cook it in a pot with liquid. Now, it doesn't have to be dafka, a pot, it could be a pan also, but it has to have a nice amount of liquid. Even frying something in butter, you take a piece of meat, you fry it in butter, according to some rishonim and achronim, there's no isser of basar b'chol mederaisa, and therefore, there's no isser anah, because basar b'chol derabanan does not have isser anah. So therefore, it comes out, they have two things to be samech on. If you're serving the veilus and treifus, you can be samech, first of all, on the Rambam, that is ein isser chal isser. Second of all, you can be samech on the Ran, who holds that you need to have derech bishel. And therefore, there's no question that nursing homes don't necessarily have to serve a meat soup that has milk in it. There's no obligation. If the nursing home decided, from now on, our policy is, we're never serving meat soup with milk in it, the nursing home will not have to close down. No question about it. So therefore, we can't say that the nursing home needs basar b'chol in order to survive. Because like we said, since they're serving the veil of treifas anyways, so you have a svek seika that we're not dealing with basar b'chol, that's asar b'anah. So therefore, there's no question that the nursing home is able to provide services and you're even able to serve in the nursing home meat soup with milk in it. Why? Because since you don't have to serve that in order to survive, so even if you do serve it, you're not deriving benefit from that particular food. You could have served another food and derived the same benefit. And anyways, that food doesn't belong to you. So you're not doing business with that food. You're not buying it and selling it. But that food belongs to a guy anyways. The whole problem was that you couldn't run your business if that food wasn't served. Now that we established that you could run your business, even if you wouldn't offer that food at any time, the halacha would be that it's not cool you're benefiting from basar b'chol. So a nursing home owner has to really put himself the question, do I want to go kosher or do I want to go treif? If you're adding the hicks, and it's unlikely that there's any Jews, and you want to take a chance that you're never going to find out that you have a Jew in your nursing home, if you want to take that chance and say, I'm going to try to make sure that I never find out what the ethnicity of my patients is, and I'm never going to find out if there are any Jews as patients in my nursing home, so then it's kedai to go ahead and serve dafka treif. If you're willing to do the arrangement which takes care of the food service issue, it's kedai to serve treif because in that case you have an advantage when it comes to basar b'chol. Now, again, you have to make sure that your food service arrangement is very good. I would only recommend this if you actually bring in an outside food service contractor. If you're going to go ahead and use the other tricks that we spoke about the other day, which is you sell part of your company to a guy, or you create another LLC, which both of which are pretty much of our Rama, I would recommend that you go kosher if possible. You buy only kosher meat. If you buy kosher meat, so then the food service problem is not such an issue. I basar b'chalav, it's nishka farlach. It's likely that you could probably get away without serving basar b'chalav also. And you anyways have the rent to be saimachon. So I would say it's probably better, you have to ask this question to your Rav, but it's probably better to take a chance with the Isra of basar b'chalav rather than take a chance with Isser of Schayra. But this is a very big judgment call that I'm not qualified to answer. If, however, your nursing home is in the tri-state area or another area where there's a lot of Yidden, or if you're mamish on site, and it's likely you'll find out if there are Yidden over there. Sometimes a nursing home owner, a manager once told me that, you know what, I don't want to find out if there's any Yidden, but sometimes I have to do an on-site inspection. And I walk in with my yarmulke, and a guy calls out to me, Shalom Aleichem. So now I know he's a Jew. It's not a raya, but sometimes the guy tells you, you should know, Shalom Aleichem, and I'm Jewish. So then you run into a big problem. So you shouldn't be confident that if you have a nursing home and in the sticks, that you're not going to find out at some point that you have a Jew in your nursing home. You should really take precautions against such a possibility, because it's going to be a big problem if it comes up. So if your nursing home, if it's likely that you will have Jews, or if it's likely that you'll find out that you have a Jew in the nursing home, then you should certainly serve kosher. And even though you're going to lose this tziruf of the Rambam of Einisr Chalal Isr when it comes to Basav Chalav. Now, when it comes to chametz on Pesach is a very serious problem. Why? Because you probably cannot operate a nursing home without serving anything from the chameshes minei dagon on Pesach. And with chametz, we don't have all these tzerufim. We don't have ways to get around the isra'na of chametz. Chametz is asr ba'na on Pesach. There's no question about it. So what's recommended when it comes to Pesach is that you should just sell the entire business before Pesach and buy it back after Pesach. And it's further recommended that this should not just be thrown into the regular Shtar Mechira. You should have a regular contract drawn up, a contract which you sign and the guy signs, and therefore you make sure that it's a legally binding contract to sell the entire company for Pesach. So now that I sold the company for Pesach, I can go ahead and buy it back after Pesach, because I wasn't running the company on Pesach. I sold the company. I couldn't care less if the company goes bankrupt, because the guy owes me money. So therefore, if I sold the company before Pesach and I buy back the entire company after Pesach, it's not cool that I benefited at all from Yisrei Anah. I benefited from money that a guy made by serving chametz. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to go ahead and sell your chametz to a guy, and the guy goes ahead and makes money off of it, and then you get the money back after Pesach. He gives it back to you as a present. That's not cool. You're benefiting from Yisrei Anah. You're benefiting from the fact that the guy benefited from the Yisrei Anah. That's not a problem. So we recommend that a person should go ahead and go over to his Rav and make sure that his Rav is able to execute a separate contract to sell the entire business, to make sure that it's a real mechira, and it's not as simple as selling chametz, because when it comes to selling chametz, you have other things to rely on. You have bittul, so anyways, the chametz is not yours midaraisa. But when it comes to having hanah from the chametz, which is iser midaraisa, to have hanah from chametz, you don't want to have a situation where the mechira is not a good mechira. You want to make sure that the mechira is as good as possible.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.